figured we'd do it. I figured we'd try it. That's right, yeah.
Turn me on.
Because you're negative about my good mornings.
It makes everyone Celia go crazy.
Good morning, everybody, to the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, McGroin Nation coming live from the great red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV. Welcome to Ungoverned. Happy to be here on a winning Wednesday. It's a hump day. It's a, what do we call it? What do we call it? It's a Trump day, right? We do a tremendous job. We're going to have a great day today. First of all, the first thing I want to shout out and mention is yesterday, I think it was yesterday, or it was Monday. I'm not exactly sure because my days do this now, right? They morph into each other, you know, like one big conglomeration of days, right? So like picture if Rosie O'Donnell sat on a box of donuts, it would all become one like smashed cake. It was either yesterday or Monday morning that I saw Pete Santilli in the chat, our chat, and he said that the rooster drives his dog crazy, or his dog's crazy. He says the roosters always fire up his dog. So there you go. So I wanted to make mention of that because that is funny. Really quick before we get into anything newsworthy, I do want to just a point of personal privilege here. A friend of mine had a stroke last night on X. If you're on X, a lot of people know him. He's at Real Person Politics or P. Let me see the exact. His name's James. James R. He's the host of the Pirate Radio Spaces over on X, and he had a stroke last night. And the whole app was praying for him. That you don't know really, you know, how devoted a person's following is until something like that happens. I mean, he's got a great show and he's very entertaining. He's a lot of fun. He's at Real R-E-A-L Person P-E-R-S-O-N P-L-T-C-S, and he had a stroke last night after work. Which is scary. You know, normally on Tuesday nights, I go on the X space, Trump Tuesday with Mark Naughton and sometimes crypto lawyers in there and James. And there was no Trump Tuesday last night because of this stroke. So the update on James right now coming from Lou from Arizona, they call her promo code Lou. She's awesome. Said that he collapsed outside of work in the parking lot. They rushed him to the ER. They got him surgery. The surgery was completed around 11 p.m. Mountain Time. He was alert, knew everybody who was in the room, could speak, and said he was still breaking balls, which is the James that we all know. Apparently, he's answering questions verbally. He's resting, and his family is figuring out what to do going forward. So, just keep praying for the guy. He's an awesome dude. Like I said, I spent every Tuesday night for the last couple of years in their spaces, you know, for a little bit. And is one of the people where when I'm doing Trump, you know, I'm watching on video, and every time he takes a drink, I try and make him spit the drink out. It's a game that I play. He knows I play that game. So we were all devastated to hear about that stroke. And, you know, it sounds like the worst has been averted and avoided thanks to, you know, everybody who chipped in with either prayers. Some people sent the family money. You know, he's a father. He's a fun person on X. Love jumping in his spaces. He's just a blast. So when we all heard that he, you know, had a stroke, we were all very concerned. So, you know, say a prayer for him and his family. Follow him over on X. Send your well wishes his way. And we may be doing tonight, I don't know yet, but a special space fundraiser type thing, obviously, if the family wants us to. So keep a lookout for that. You can follow on X, and we'll see if we're able to pull something like that off. All right, we got Adam Schiff. Get well soon, James. The X is a barren wasteland without you right now. So let's get that. We'll get those prayers up, and hopefully he's back and better than ever soon. Adam Schiff is in big trouble. He's up. What do we call it?
Oh.
Up Schiff's Creek without a paddle, right? He's up Schiff's Creek with that big, beautiful pencil neck. It's actually a tiny neck. It's an engineering miracle. He's got a big watermelon head and a tiny pencil neck.
I love that.
And it holds him up. It holds him up. We don't know how he does it. It's called an engineering miracle.
That's
we don't know how he does it.
That's the funniest term.
What, pencil neck?
No, engineering miracle.
Yeah, Trump said that. Is it literally?
I think that's the funniest thing.
He actually said that once.
That's big fun.
He said it's an engineering miracle.
That's just so funny. Like, remember, the wording.
Remember when I left Adam Schiff a message?
Yeah.
That was funny. That was funny. That was That was one of our better ideas. We had to post it immediately because we didn't want him to be like, what the hell, Trump is bullying me? But Adam Schiff has formed a legal defense fund. But do you think he did it for fun? You think he was like, yeah, my watermelon head, my pencil neck, I'm going to form a legal defense. Do you think he did it for fun? No. He didn't do it for fun. He did it because he is preparing for an indictment. And right now it sounds like mortgage fraud, but there could be, and listen, I don't care what they get him on. Just get him. But there could be a little more. There could be a little more that comes down the road for Shifty Schiff. All right, here we go. This is a Bongino throwback. 2019. What did does anybody remember back the 2019 era? How Dan used to refer to Adam Schiff? I'll let you guys stew on that for a minute because I know and he hasn't said this one in a long time, but I remember this. This was one of my favorites. And I used to, when I was listening to the show back then, I used to scream it when he did it in the truck. And I was, you know, I would laugh my you know what off. So for those of you listening, let's see if anybody can guess it or identify the way that Bongino used to refer to Adam Schiff. I thought it was great. All right, let's get to we'll get to a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. It's OFPFarms.com, OFPFarms.com. Promo code SHAWN. It's a great place, great company, great people, handsome people. Corey's got the beard. Remember that? We said if you see him at the inauguration, you could pet it. Right? Pet the beard. Explore the wonderful quality of Faith Farm and Freedom products with a special limited time 15% discount on your entire purchase. Take a peek at the lineup from OFP Farms, America's go-to soap company, famous for natural ingredients, the skin-loving perks of tallow and goat milk, and a big heart for farm-to-family skincare. Now, whether you're looking for gentle skincare or thoughtful gifts, these products bring together expert care and good values to make your daily routine better. Do not miss this chance to enjoy premium products that support your health and ethical choices for the whole family. The premium products include the Outlaw Soap. What does it do? It leaves you smelling like a felon. Go to OFPFarms.com. Use the promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Get 15% off of your entire purchase. 15% off of your entire purchase at OFPFarms.com. It's Oscar Foxtrot Papa Farms, OFPFarms.com. As Danes X2 says, OFP Farms has the best products. I use them and send them as gifts.
I love giving their stuff away as gifts.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
It's
everybody
so good. People love it, and they've never heard of it before, a lot of people.
Look at this, by the way. I'm going to have
and
to get in
there.
And
it's fun to spread the word.
It is fun to spread the word.
And
it's a lot of fun to spread
the
word.
Good products.
That's right. So OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean for 15% off your entire purchase. OFPFarms.com, promo code S-H-A-W-N. Nobody has gotten the answer yet.
What was the question?
How Dan Bongino used to refer to Adam Schiff, what he used to yell back in 2019 with Adam Schiff. Yeah, I mean, this is a throwback to like the peak of the Joe Armacost era. This was a throwback, and people demanded that this wind up on shirts, as a matter of fact.
Jason was here, he'd know, I bet.
Jason would know. Speak probably
Speak
knows.
Speak would know for
some
sure.
Some of these guys. But it's a throwback. So I will reveal it. It's not Shifty Schiff. It's close, but it's not Shifty Schiff. We'll get to it in a second. All right, onward. Folks, I want to talk to you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. This is patriotmobile.com/FARASH, patriotmobile.com/Farish, FARASH. Ladies and gentlemen, I realize that there are a whole lot of choices when it comes to who you pick for your cell phone service, and then there are new ones that are popping up all over the place. But here's the truth. There's only one that boldly stands in the gap for every American that believes that freedom is worth fighting for, and that is Patriot Mobile. Not only are they leading the way in the red economy, but Patriot Mobile also outgains the competition when it comes to technology. Patriot Mobile is one of the only carriers with access to all three major U.S. networks. That means exceptional nationwide coverage, along with the ability to have multiple numbers on different networks on a single smartphone. Folks, this is a game changer. They also offer unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, internet backup, and so much more. Switching is easier than it has ever been. Activate in minutes from the comfort of your home. Keep your phone number. Keep your phone or You can even upgrade it, right? Let's say you're tired of your old phone. You could upgrade it with Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/FARASH. It is time to make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FARASH. Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Alpha Sierra Hotel or call 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code FARASH, F-A-R-A-S-H, for a free month of service. That is PatriotMobile.com/FARASH or Patriot 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code FARASH, F-A-R-A-S-H, for a free month of service. Okay, what's up?
Okay, Dunlap at McGroin and Bad Moon both say shift for brains. I feel like that could
be shift for brains.
Okay. Okay. Guys. I just wanted to make sure because that sounded like it could have been it.
Guys, we got to think back 2019. This was one of my favorite things that he used to do. You ever remember when he would go, "Hey, Shifty!" Remember that? You guys got to remember that. "Hey, Shifty!" He used to go, "Shifty!" Him and Joe would go back and forth with that. You got to remember the "Hey, Shifty" days. Come on. Come on. That was one of my favorite things. He used to start bringing out his New York, and they would talk about Adam Schiff, and he would just start yelling, "Hey, Shifty! Shifty!" It was so funny. So that's it. Shifty! Hey, Shifty! You guys got to remember that. I mean, that's for like the P1s. Those are way, way back. Way back. You got to remember the Shifty. And yes, Joe Armacost unfortunately did pass away recently. But that's what it was. A Shifty, and it was shirts that they wound up making. So those were some of my favorites. They would say, "Adam Shifty, Shifty, Shifty." It was great. So speaking of Shifty, and one of the times that Dan would scream that on the podcast, I love it. This is Adam Schiff, but this has nothing to do. That's a Shifty. We're gonna bring it. Let's bring it back. Let's bring that Shifty. It's one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. Adam Schiff, remember when he had evidence of Russian collusion, right? I have compromising materials. And Chuck Todd was like, "Oh, you do? Oh, my goodness."
I got to ask you something that you said also to me on Sunday, is that you thought that at the time, former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, was too definitive when he said no evidence of collusion. At the time that he served through January 20th of this year. What basis can you feel confident saying that the Director of National Intelligence oversold something?
Well, look, I don't think it was deliberate on the director's part, but all I can tell you is
look at the neck. Look at the
evidence
neck
that I have.
That's the smallest neck I've ever seen.
I don't think you can conclude that at all, far from it.
All you have right now is a circumstantial case.
Actually, no, Chuck. I can tell you that the case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars.
Oh, it's more than that.
But there is more than circumstantial evidence.
More than circumstantial evidence.
Again, I think.
So you have seen direct evidence of collusion.
I don't want to go into specifics, but I will say that there is evidence that is not circumstantial, and is very much worthy of investigation. So. That is what we ought to do. Now, again, I think we have been dealt a serious body blow to the credibility of our.
That is a watermelon. Let's take it off. That is a big head. That is a very small neck. Those are eyes that are bulging. You ever see those toys where you squeeze it and the eyes pop out of the thing? You ever see those? Where like those squeezes, the eyes go boom.
Yeah.
That's Adam Schiff all the time. Boom, boom, his eyes just pop out. Bug eyes. Watermelon head. Pencil neck. Okay. Adam Schiff. In a little bit of trouble. He is, as we call it, up Schiff's Creek, right? I think we have to make a video about that today. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll have a little fun about it. Well, he's up Schiff's Creek without a paddle. You know, you're supposed to have a paddle when you're in Schiff's Creek. I've been in Schiff's Creek before a couple of times. They thought I was done, right? You look at it, the lawsuits, the indictments, the mugshot. But I had a paddle. I got out of it, a big, beautiful, golden paddle. This is Adam Schiff. Karma. Hello.
Karma,
yes. What?
Karma.
Okay. Karma. Chameleon. Yes. That's it. That's it. Right there. Karma. Line one. Adam Schiff picks up. Yes. This is Pencil Neck. Adam Schiff. How can I help you? Karma is calling. Karma has come a calling. Adam Schiff has launched a legal defense fund because he doesn't have enough money. Give me a break. Karma. can bring harsh reality. According to you, Bob Hoge over at Red State, great guy. California Senator, I can't believe he's a damn senator, but he is. Adam Schiff, who for years has claimed he has evidence tying Donald Trump to Russia. Здравствуйте, Vladimir Putin, you beautiful guy. You're a wonderful, Krasnaya, wonderful person. Donald Trump, tying Donald Trump to Russia. Adam Schiff said he had the evidence, has the collusion. It's more than circumstantial. We just played it. Right? We just played it. And also led the first ridiculous impeachment effort against the president is finding out that being the hunted is much less fun than being the hunter. As the Department of Justice looks into allegations that the man known to some as Shifty, Shifty Schiff, he may have committed mortgage fraud, the holier-than-thou senator seems to be increasingly panicked.
Oh, that's good.
All right, there it is. Wow. I could do all the noises. Okay, they called me Robin Williams in college for a reason.
I can't do nothing.
I do beautiful sounds. One time they needed me to burp on command too. Ooh. They had to like replace a burp sound, so I was like, no problem. Wah, right into the mic.
Oh my!
It was great. On Tuesday, it was revealed that he was creating a legal defense fund because he's in trouble. We call it Up Schiff's Creek. Here it comes. It sure looks like as Bob Hoge says, the Schiff might hit the fan. You know, the reason why I'm so excited about this case, too, not just because I don't like Adam Schiff and because he deserves everything that's coming to him. Because why? Can he commit mortgage fraud? No. Why is it important that he's held accountable? Because right there. We love this rooster. Nobody's above the law. Right, Adam Schiff? Nobody. Nobody, 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 nobody's above the law. Right? Right? That's what I'm talking about. So you have mortgage fraud. Hey, you want to say, oh, but he's done worse things than mortgage fraud. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Get him on something. Punish him. Humiliate him. Throw him in, you know, take a mugshot. You know, I really want to see that stupid pencil neck bug eyes in a mugshot. Right? Imagine that. That big head. It would fill up the whole thing like J.B. Pritzker on MSNBC. Adam Schiff launched a legal defense fund as the California Democrat faces a federal investigation for alleged mortgage fraud. And President Donald Trump repeatedly condemns him for years of allegedly promoting the Russia hoax. It is clear that Donald Trump and his MAGA allies will continue weaponizing the justice process. It's not weaponizing, Shifty. It's not weaponizing. If you lied and committed fraud, nobody's above the law. You're not above the law with your big head, your big eyes, and your tiny neck. You're not above the law. But he says that Donald Trump and his MAGA allies will continue weaponizing the justice process to attack Senator Schiff for holding this corrupt administration accountable. A spokeswoman for Schiff. How dare you assume the spokesperson's gender? For Schiff told Fox News Digital on Tuesday evening, this fund will ensure he can fight back against these baseless smears while continuing to do his job. Okay, baseless. Did he lie on the mortgage application? Did he say that his primary residence was in two places? Primary means first. One, solo. Solo. You can't have a primary residence in two spots. You can have a primary residence in one spot, okay? If Brennan and I bought a house in Nebraska, we could choose one or the other. Is the place in Nebraska our primary residence? Is our house in Tennessee our primary residence? By the way, speaking of Nebraska, Nebraska is opening an alligator Alcatraz type facility called the Cornhusker Clink.
I like that.
I love it. Get all the IIIs and throw them in there. Out we go, right? Lopez, Diaz. Somebody said now there's another one, Muhammad, because there's a lot of Islamic refugees coming into the country, you know? So you have that. Okay, back to Schiff, because we went off on a tangent. Trump has long been clear about his disdain for Adam Schiff. And on Tuesday, one of his spokesmen had no kind words for the man. Quote, White House spokesman Harrison Fields, we love Harrison Fields, called Schiff a fraud and a corrupt politician when approached for comment on Tuesday regarding the legal fund. Adam Schiff is a sleazy and corrupt politician who betrayed his oath to the Constitution by prioritizing his selfish and personal animosity towards the president over the interests of the American people. No amount of money can shield Adam from the truth that he is a fraud, Harrison Fields told Fox News Digital. Both the DNI, Top Rope Tulsi Gabbard, we refer to her as Top Rope Tulsi, right? Because she keeps launching herself off the top rope with a big, beautiful people's elbow. Boom! Right down to the deep state. She's about to go off the steel cage like Shane McMahon, right? Shane O'Mac. She's about to five-star frog. Rob Van Dam, right off the top rope. You guys know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about. Or maybe you don't. You'd be like, what the hell is going on here?
I don't really know.
I'll tell you what,
but
the kratom,
I like how it sounds.
The kratom was strong this morning. That's all I could say. Attorney General Pam Bondi, hopefully, you know, let's fingers crossed when we deal with her, have been investigating whether powerful Democrats conjured the whole Russia collusion hoax out of whole cloth. And not only has the evidence released so far been damning, but Schiff's name comes up repeatedly. Meanwhile, Rusty Weiss over at Red State reported that there are allegations that he falsified bank documents and property records to secure favorable loan terms on properties in Maryland and California. This is not just a parking ticket. This is pretty consequential. Mortgage fraud. Rooster! Nobody is above the law. Nobody is above the law. Okay. Now, that article and everything about Adam Schiff has essentially made it pretty clear, right, that he has, you know, he is deeply infected by Trump derangement syndrome. As a matter of fact, I used to think that if you had a really bad case of Trump derangement syndrome, that you eventually turn into Adam Schiff, right? You start morphing into him. Now I think it has taken on, we got a new variant, and it's the Rosie O'Donnell variant, where all of these TDS-infected people are all turning into Rosie O'Donnell. Stephen Colbert, Jim Acosta, Rosie herself, Keith Olbermann. Rosie, of course, would be patient zero when it comes to Trump derangement syndrome. She was the first one, but you got Rosie, you got Mark Cuban, you got Keith Olbermann, you got Rachel Madcow, you've got Tarloff, she's starting, Jim Acosta. There's one more that I met, Colbert. And of course, Rosie O'Donnell herself, they're all morphing into like the same version or variant of Rosie O'Donnell. That's what happens when you have Trump derangement syndrome. You just start to, your physical characteristics change. But I'll tell you something. I think the TDS thing is starting to wear thin. And it's not just among Republicans. It's not just among MAGA voters. We played for you last week a couple of clips from Morning Joe. Right here he is on MSNBC, basically saying, "Yeah, there is a crime problem in Washington D.C."
The answer to this problem for Democrats is not, "Oh, everything's okay. There's nothing to see here. Move along." Oh, Washington has dropped 24% or whatever in crime. Well, let me give you some other numbers. The Washington Post took a poll in late April, early May. 91% of Washington residents say crime is a problem. 91%. 51%, it is an extremely serious problem. And John Heilman, we've had people before put this in racial terms. And this is what I must say, this is one thing that I think Democrats have gotten so wrong about crime. Let me just read the Washington Post here. There are stark divides among lines of race and income in the poll, with black residents and lower income residents significantly more worried about crime than white residents and those with higher incomes. As they were last year, black.
There you go. There's Joe Scarborough on MSNBC basically saying, look, and then the minorities are even saying it's a problem. I have to address a comment in the chat. Bad Moon says, fish in your pocket makes you smell like Jasmine Crockett. He's a poet, except he wrote Crotchet, but that's okay. Maybe he did it on purpose, right? He could have. It's very clever if he did. We're going to say he did. By the way, according to Newsmax, a new poll has been released that shows Americans support revising the census. What do we call it? Matt Brown? I know he doesn't like when I give him credit. Don't care. He came up with it, said it on the phone. The common census, right? It's common sense.
He's very smart.
Sharp as a tack. The Fouch, remember the Fouch?
That
book?
The Christmas.
We still have the actual, the physical. Mm-hmm. That was a great, we put it up on YouTube and it was really, it was really cool. How the Fouch stole Christmas. I mean, that was a whole Dr. Seuss like short story.
It was fantastic.
It was like, wow. Okay, so you heard Morning Joe there, and I'm not saying that he's trying to, you know, I'm not saying that he's turning a corner or anything like that, but you saw those posts, right, that Gavin Newsom has been putting up that, like, look like Trump's, ooh, it's like Trump-esque, and people are like, guys, like, I know you think it's funny, but like, it's really not. Like, people are looking at it going, all right, like, we get what you're doing. Maybe if you did it once or twice, but like, this has become their whole identity to like attempt, I guess, to mock or troll Trump with like the fake mean tweets, to the point now where like Harry Sisson, so who I call white Nick Fuentes, I call Nick Fuentes Mexican Harry Sisson, where Harry Sisson is now doing it. Like, they're all talking like each other. They're all in on this, like, I guess, game. And I don't know what they're going for, other than like they think it's a cute little trolling kind of thing. Here, look at this. Here's Harry Sisson, a picture of one of his posts. I filmed a tremendous podcast episode with the great Gavin C. Newsom, who little Trump wishes he was, and it was lots of fun. MAGA will lose their minds, and it will be very funny to watch. Donald, quote, my wife hates me, and Gavin likes Gavin more. Trump doesn't stand a chance. HJS. I mean, like, these, they think that they think they're onto something. They're like, guys, this is it. This is how we do it. Because they are getting publicity, right? They are getting engagement from it, but it's like they're getting roasted. And they're not just getting roasted by MAGA people because they're like, well, look, see, MAGA's afraid of what we're doing. No. Even Morning Joe on MS Now, which we're obviously going to call BS now, right? Even Morning Joe on MSNBC, which is rebranding to MS Now, even he's like, guys, come on. This is stupid. Watch.
Democrats are trying to find their footing, and it's quite embarrassing, actually. I mean, Gavin Newsom, I mean, have you seen what he's doing online? And say, just take a deep breath. Yep. Don't try to turn the ship 180 degrees and one, they don't know what to do. I have a good idea. Instead of trying to make school Donald Trump, talk into the camera about affordability. Talk about making groceries like more affordable. Talk about what you're going to do for housing. Talk about what you're going to do for energy prices that continue to go up. We heard the congressman yesterday talk about energy prices skyrocketing in New Jersey. You know, don't try. Yeah, you know, as I've been saying, Donald Trump's not on the ballot in 26. He's not on the ballot in 28. Why try to drag Muhammad Ali in the ring when you got Chuck Wepner standing right in front of you?
And Wepner's
a bleeder. He's a bleeder. You want him. So why are you going, I'm going after Donald? No, you're not running against Donald Trump. Go after Tweedledee or Tweedledum. You know, Chuck Wepner, a bleeder. Go after him. No disrespect to Chuck Wepner.
Yeah, all due respect,
he,
of course.
He kind of held in there long with
him. I got to say this. I'm going to have to. Here we go. Let's get this. So this is a good prop. This is the We the People soap. I agree with Joe Scarborough. I didn't actually eat it. So don't do it at home. Okay? Wash my mouth out with soap. Say I agree with Joe Scarborough. But I do. In terms of tactics, no, I want them to continue to attack Donald Trump because it will take their eye off the prize. But Donald Trump's not running again. There's no reason to attack him other than it's your whole identity. You see, and this is why, again, woke right, woke left. The woke left, okay, they attack white people, they attack Trump, okay? The woke right, their whole thing is like the Jews, they're fixated on one thing. It's their whole identity is to be fixated on one person. Meanwhile, the rest of us were like, okay, make America great again, America first. Let's lower taxes. Let's get the interest rates cut. Let's solve the immigration crisis, the invasion of the southern border. You know, let's hold some of these corruptocrats accountable. Like, we're all about, you know, country politics, et cetera. All about those things in the political atmosphere. And then outside of that, you know, there's all other different sects of people and what they care about, right? But woke right, woke left, they're obsessed over one thing, obsessed. Jews on the woke right, right? And the woke left is Trump. Orange man bad. To the point where they're mimicking him on social media. Out of control. Just out of control. All right, when we come back on the other side of the break, first of all, in the middle here, we're going to do something funny. I gotta play some funny stuff. Now, what on earth could that have been? Something just bang. Whoa. Like, okay. I'm gonna play for you. I don't even know what that, like, what, where did that even come from?
It must have been one of these. Something
crazy. One of the springs just messed around. I'm going to play something that's probably, you're probably not gonna be. You think the rooster's gonna fire up your dogs? Wait till I play this. The Democrats were singing again. Remember, which side are you on? Remember that? That crazy stuff. Hands off! And they were howling. This one's even worse. They actually have like a mariachi band, but they're not singing it. But these people, like, they're dressed in like Mexican, you know, right? That whole thing. Mm-hmm. But that's not what it was. This is, I don't know why they keep doing this. Like, it's, oh. So I'll play that for you in a minute so we can laugh at them. And then an update from the wall. Kristi Noem, we're painting the wall black. And the reason is pretty cool. But before we do that, I want to get to a word from our friends over at My Patriot Supply. It's MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. This summer is not just hot. It is historic. It's been really hot. Can't lie. Flash flood warnings are at a 40-year high, and it's not slowing down. Towns are underwater. Roads are washed out. And in every crisis zone, you see the same scene. Crowds standing in line, waiting. What are they waiting for? They're waiting for bottled water. They're waiting for food. They're waiting for somebody to show up and save them. They tell you that help is on the way. But my question to you is, what if this time it's not? What if help takes days to show up or doesn't show up at all? If you think the system's built to protect you, I mean, that's what they tell you, right? But the system can barely handle one emergency, let alone dozens. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the one caught empty-handed when the shift hits the fan. And right now, My Patriot Supply is giving away 4 weeks free of emergency food. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. Look, you can see this. Over 16,000 people have checked out this product over at MyPatriotSupply.com. 4 free weeks of emergency food. So you get 3 months and a free month if you do it at MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. You get your free 4-week food supply and join millions of people, of American people, beautiful people, smart people, very smart people, who are preparing with MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. Claim your free 4-week kit today at MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. That is MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. This is the best way to prepare. It is what all the cool kids are doing. MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. 2,000 calories a day, 25-year shelf life. You can't beat it. 4 months of emergency food. It's a free month when you buy the 3 months. Check it out, MyPatriotSupply.com/ungoverned. All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
For a quick, just, this is just, oh. This is some bad stuff.
Okay.
The Democrats are singing again. It's brutal. You know, I don't know how else to introduce this clip other than, like, ooh, this is a really bad look. Watch.
Everybody, ooh-hoo, yeah.
Look at this. Like, what was that for? Ooh-hoo. What are they? What are they, like a hound dog? You ain't nothing but a hound dog. We have this, like, I don't know, some old hound that's, like, a few blocks away, and I just hear him at night going, oh, it sounds like John Sterling after a Yankees game. Duh, Yankees win. That's what this dog sounds like, and that's what they're doing. Oh, what are you doing?
Everybody, oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
now you're all sitting through it. I'm sitting through it. You're all sitting through it. Oh. That was not so.
High-pitched sounds. Stop that. Stop.
Oh.
Stop. We've heard enough. We've been through enough. I'm trying, you guys.
Okay. What did that accomplish? Well, I drove you all crazy.
Bleeding
eagle fights
ears.
Dogs are mad. There you go. Yeah, ears. Jackie's ears are gone. Look, This is how we get. Mexican I finally movie. Found out. I finally found out how to stir up the chat. Just play Democrats singing, and they all go crazy. Who let the dogs out? Who? Ho, ho, ho. Look, goodness. That was bad, wasn't it?
Ugh, my cilia and my ears are just all over the place.
I just right don't. Now. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but just at the beginning of it.
Everybody, hoo-hoo-ya. Hoo-hoo-ya. Hoo-hoo-ya.
I don't know. I don't know. They were at somebody at some point. They were sitting in a room together, and they were like, you know, we're going to do, guys, I'm so excited tomorrow to do that. Woo song outside the Capitol. It's going to be great. We're going to be, you know, the pioneers of our time. Stupid. All right. I want to get the top rope Tulsi. Top rope Tulsi Gabbard is off the top rope, like Rob Van Dam with a 5-star frog splash. Tulsi Gabbard strips security clearances from 37 deep state officials. Here is the full list. You ready? Andrew Cedar, Andrew P. Miller, Benjamin A. Cooper, Beth E. Sanner, Brett M. Holmgren, Charles A. Kupchan. Charles Kupchan was a big name. Remember that name? He was a big one in the Russiagate. Christopher Senner, Corinne A. Graff. Okay. Dilpreet Sidhu. Thank you. Come again. Edward Gestaro, Emily J. Horn, Harry Hanna. Now, that's a funny name. Harry Hanna. We love Harry. Heather R. Gutierrez, James S. Jowers, Jeffrey M. Prescott, Joel T. Meyer, Joel Willett, John W. Ficklin. I thought that said the F word. Julia S. Gorganis. Julie Santucci. Oh, De La Noche. Mwah, mwah, Santucci. Lauren DeJong Schulman, Luke R. Hartig, Mar B. Bitar. Okay. Mark B. Fierstein, Mary Beth Goodman, Megan F. Doherty, Michael P. Dempsey, Perry J. Blastine, Richard H. Leggett, Samantha E. Vinograd, Sarah S. Farnsworth, Shelby L. Pearson, Stephanie O'Sullivan, Thomas W. West, Vin X. Nien, and William J. Tuttle. Bill Tuttle was a big one as well. And Yael Eisenstate. Okay. The security clearances have been revoked from all of those folks. She says, Tulsi Gabbard, top rope Tulsi says, being entrusted with a security clearance is a privilege, not a right. Those are healthcare is a right, not a privilege. Different. Being entrusted with a security clearance is a privilege, not a right. Those in the intelligence community who betray their oath to the Constitution and put their own interests ahead of the interests of the American people have broken the sacred trust they promised to uphold. The New York Post reported DNI Tulsi Gabbard announced the revocation of 37 security clearances of current and former officials who abused public trust by politicizing and manipulating information, including several who were involved in a controversial Barack Obama-ordered assessment of Russia influence in the 2016 election. So those people have lost their clearances. Good. And on we go. All right, I want to give you an update from the wall, the big, beautiful wall. Now it's a big, beautiful black wall. They're painting the wall black. I love this idea. People are like, oh, you don't understand. They're going to just use gloves. Shh, and enjoy it.
Remember that a nation without borders is no nation at all. And we're so thankful that we have a president that understands that and understands that a secure border is important to our country's future. Now, if you look at the structure that's behind me, it's tall, which makes it very, very difficult to climb. Almost impossible. It also goes deep into the ground, which would make it very difficult, if not impossible, to dig under. And today, we are also going to be painting it black. That is specifically at the request of the president, who understands that in the hot temperatures down here, when something is painted black, it gets even warmer, and it will make it even harder for people to climb. So we are going to be painting the entire southern border wall black to make sure that we encourage individuals to not come into our country illegally, to not break our federal laws, but that they will abide and come to our country the right way so that they can stay and have the opportunity to become United States citizens and pursue the American dream.
That is the best part about that entire statement. What do you think the best part of the entire statement was? That she said it was specifically at the request of the president, which means Donald Trump called somebody. He got him on the phone and he said, we need to paint the wall black. And they said, why? They said, why, sir? We're painting it black because when things are black, right, in the heat, they get hot. They get hot, hot, hot. We want the bad hombres to burn themselves when they climb up, when they try to climb the wall. We want to paint it black. She said specifically at the request of the president, which means that is Trump's idea. to paint the wall black. And some people are like, oh, well, it's vertical steel. It's not going to get that hot. I don't really care. It's the thought that counts. Well, okay, we're going to climb, man. Ay, ay, ay. Caliente. That means hot in Spanish. Ay, ay, ay. Muy caliente. Ay, caramba. I think that's really funny. I think it's funny.
Wall of color.
The wall of color. That's right. It's a big, beautiful wall of color. We're going to be painting it of color. Right, of color. Sherwin-Williams, 6258. Tricorn black. All right. I want to move on to that story in Florida because it just got a whole hell of a lot worse. You know, the illegal who was driving a tractor trailer, got his license in California. And by the way, Washington as well. Washington State also gave a driver's license. You know that story that's out in Florida? They killed three people on a Florida highway making an illegal U-turn. That just got a whole lot worse. And this is something that I've been saying this for years, okay? This is why I've been behind wholeheartedly an official language in the United States, and not just having one, but like, you know, enforcing that. If you come to the United States, you've got to speak English, okay? You have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to communicate with the people. You have to be able to understand the language. Our road signs are written in one language, all right? It's not like one of those instruction manuals that are now 90 pages long because every language is in there. Because, oh, we wouldn't want to forget somebody because then we're not representing all the cultures. Give me a break, okay? The road signs are all in English. This illegal alien truck driver who killed three people. Okay, three people are dead. This guy should not have been on the road primarily for two reasons, okay? A, he was an illegal alien, so he shouldn't have been in the country in the first place. That's number one. Number two, he didn't understand English. According to the Department of Transportation, looking into this guy, the illegal alien truck driver who killed three people failed an English language assessment, getting 2 out of 12 answers correct. 2 out of 12 answers correct. That is 17%. 16 and two-thirds, but 17 if we're going to round up and be generous. 17? You got a 17 on your English test? That's unacceptable. Okay, fine. He doesn't know English. He also only identified correctly 1 out of 4 highway traffic signs. How the f- are you giving this guy a driver's license, let alone a CDL? How? How? Someone's got to answer that question. I don't care if it's Newsom. He wants to blame the person who was before him. I don't even know who it was. I don't know. Someone's got to answer this question. If this guy only can identify 25% of highway signs and got a 17 on his English proficiency exam, how on earth are you giving this guy a driver's license, let alone a CDL where he could drive a tractor trailer? This is why three people are dead. You've got this guy on the road driving around, not understanding what the signs say and killing people. When I worked in retail, specifically in paint, right? You know, I dealt with a lot of people who didn't speak the language and we found obstacles and it was an inconvenience to me, but it never once threatened my life. But my biggest problem in that situation, and it wasn't just, you know, with one specific group of people who didn't speak English. It's about when you come into this country, I know there wasn't an official language. Now there's an executive order that makes English the official language, fine. But when you come into this country and we speak English, it's universally accepted that that's like the first language of choice in the United States, okay? That's what all the signs are written in, street signs, highway signs, you know, all over the place you see it's in English, okay? Sometimes you see, you know, Home Depot, you got them in both languages now, which I think is stupid English, but whatever, okay? We speak English in this country. If you come here from some other country and you don't speak English, you don't get frustrated with me and with other people that I don't speak your language. You're in my country. You speak our language. You respect our values. I'm not saying you can't practice your culture, your customs on you know, in your house and do what you want to do. I'm not saying that at all. But when it comes to communication, you speak English in this country. That's our language. And if a guy is getting a 17% out of 100 on his English language proficiency exam, 2 out of 12 answers correct, and he's getting 25%, he's correctly identifying 25% of highway signs, that person does not belong on the road. What are you, crazy? But apparently Washington State and California gave this guy a commercial driver's license. He just killed 3 people. And I've been saying this for a long time. Right? Because New York had the green light law, where they had illegal aliens getting driver's license. I'm like, you know, some of these people don't, some of them do, but some of them don't understand English. They can't understand it. They don't know what the sign says. They don't know what a no U-turn sign is. They don't know what no right on red means. Some, not all. I'm not saying every illegal alien doesn't know English. Some of them do. Some of them don't. You are putting everybody on the road at risk by giving those people driver's licenses. Everybody. 3 people are dead in Florida now because of it. 3 people are dead. This should be as big a story as Lake and Riley. I know he wasn't intending to murder somebody, but the fact is 3 people are dead because of this. How many more? And my final thing about English, and people look at this, they used to look at this statement. I've been saying it since way before 2015. You know, because there's like a mandate now in colleges and schools. You have to take a foreign language. Why? Why do I have to learn a foreign language? Why am I, if in order to pass high school, in order to get a degree in many college programs, I've got to demonstrate that I know a foreign language? No, no, no. What about the people that come into this country? They need to demonstrate that they know my language. This is the United States of America. But they're forcing everybody to bend over backwards to acquiesce to these people. No. English. Everyone, look, the youth has a hard enough time with English. Screw learning, you know, French or Portuguese. Learn our language first. But I have maintained for a very long time, if you're in a crowded place, airport, movie theater, football stadium, etc., concert, wherever you may be, shopping mall, restaurant, supermarket, whatever, and an emergency arises, and if I was there, the first thing I would do is start telling people in English, because that's the language that the majority of the room is going to understand, you know, direct them to the exits and get this emergency controlled, under control. What happens if there's people with all these different languages, they don't understand what's going on? They're going to be walking around staring at the ceiling like, okay, don't know where to go, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's not just, I'm just saying, it's a safety issue. What happens if this takes place with air traffic control? There's a language barrier between a pilot and an air traffic control operator. You want to be on that plane? 3 people are dead in Florida because of this problem. And I'm not saying that the fact that he didn't know English is the reason why these 3 people are dead. I don't know. I don't know what went into it. I don't know if there was a no U-turn sign and he ignored it because he didn't know what it meant. Or maybe he thought he could do it. 3 people are dead. This guy, English or not, should not have been on the road first and foremost because he shouldn't be in the country. He's an illegal alien. Should not be in the country. Then you find out that he doesn't know English, which is the language that all of the road signs are printed in. And they gave him a driver's license. Well, now 3 people are dead because of it. Just.
And you know what? The environment that that man came from must have been so full of death that he had no remorse.
He had no remorse. Like, it was like oops.
Normal for people to die right around me. Either he does it often or he's around it often to have zero reaction to someone dying right in front of him.
He needs to be.
Which says a lot about the environment he came from.
Yeah. He's been charged with vehicular
and
homicide.
A lot of them.
He's been charged with vehicular homicide. But I don't know what else to do. Him and the people who put that guy on the road need to be held accountable. 100%. This is why the border is an issue. All right, quick break. I have a bunch of things I got to get to. Man, I didn't expect to go that long on that. But that's something I've been saying for years. Oh, racist, you're a xenophobe. No, I'm not a xenophobe. I just want people who come into my country to do it the right way and speak my freaking language. It's not our job to bend over backwards to communicate with you. You are here. You should be bending over backwards to communicate with us. If you want to speak whatever language it is that you came from, whatever country, stay there. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All right. Let's face it, folks. This is Silent. Our good friends over at Silent, they have the best Faraday products. They will keep you from being tracked and hacked. Your phone's a tracking device. Whether you love it or not, I love my phone, but I understand it's tracking me. The location, these apps that, you know, do you want location enabled? I always say no, but you know what happens? Government agencies, big tech, corporate data brokers, even cyber criminals, they all want a piece of the digital footprint. And sometimes they ask, but even if you say no, they don't care. They just take it. They take your data. That's why Silent exists. Silent makes Faraday gear that blocks all wireless signals, including cellular signals, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth signals, GPS, RFID, and near-field communications. No signal means no tracking, no remote access, and no breadcrumbs. Same tech. It's the same tech. Trusted by special operations teams worldwide, used to block signals, avoid surveillance, and secure communications wherever the mission leads. And right now, it is available to you to protect your family, to protect your freedom, and your digital footprint. Drop your phone in a Silent Faraday sleeve, and it is off the grid, completely silent, and invisible to the outside world. From backpacks to sleeves to crossbodies, Silent's patented technology gives you control of your privacy. Just visit Silent, that's SLNT.com/Sean, SHAWN, to save 15% and get free shipping on qualifying orders. That is Silent.com/SHAWN. Silent, SLNT.com/SHAWN. Protect your rights, secure your data, and stay one step ahead. That is Silent.com, SLNT.com/Sean. Silence the chaos and protect your privacy. All right. Dang. There's so much that I wanted to get to. I guess we'll touch on this. The Texas Democrats are now, they were holding a sleepover in the Texas State House because they're not being allowed to leave. Because the last time they left, they didn't come back. And now they're all whining about it. We have to use permission slips. It's like we're children. Well, you are children. You threw a tantrum and you left. You literally took your ball and went home. Don't get mad that because of your own behavior, people are taking measures to make sure that that behavior doesn't repeat itself. Texas Democrats in the state legislature who left the state to halt an aggressive redistricting returned to Texas and ended their two-week walkout. The standoff among Texas lawmakers began on August 3rd. It ended in much the same way. They came back from Chicago on a charter plane. Republicans promised to impose $7,000 in fines on each Democrat who fled, which is $500 a day. Most of the Democrats agreed, left with their assigned member of Department of Public Safety, but one Democrat decided it was time for a publicity stunt. Representative Nicole Collier of Fort Worth said in an interview Tuesday that she would sleep on the House floor until Labor Day if she had to. Since Monday, Collier had entered a new existence, eating, sleeping, and working from the locked chamber after refusing to acquiesce to Republican demands that Democrats agree to around-the-clock security escorts in order to be released from the building. All I can say is I hope she takes a shower. I don't know if they have showers at the Texas State Legislature, but hopefully they do. By the way, one update. I have an update on this story. Remember, I'm an AG.
If I ask you to turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. And that's your protocol.
She's a fucking lawyer, so she knows.
Well, that's bullshit lawyer stuff, so that's not true. So we gotta go.
No, it is. That's law.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a shit. Let's go. We're going.
Excuse me.
We're leaving.
Please don't put your hands on us.
Can you get your children out of here? Like, I don't know why.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm an AG. Well... not for long. She has been identified. And she is not the Attorney General of Rhode Island. She is an Assistant Attorney General. Her name is Devon, D-E-V-O-N, Flanagan. And she has been suspended after she was indeed arrested for trespassing while drunk. Her boss, Attorney General Peter Nerona of Rhode Island said, quote, she's put me in a bad position. She's embarrassed herself. In the end, there will be a suspension without pay here. So she's not going to continue and, you know, go on as if nothing happened in terms of salary and that kind of thing. So it'll be a strong sanction here. I think it needs to be more than just a suspension without pay. She should be fired. She should not be allowed to work in that position again because she made a fool of herself. And she thought that her position as an assistant attorney general was going to get her out of legal accountability for, you know, being disorderly in public. Look, if that was me, first of all, I mean, I've been pretty drunk a day or two in my life. Whenever I see the police, I go in the opposite direction. I just don't want to mix up. I'm at least my wits are about me to be like, all right, hey, you know, the voice inside my head is like, hey, you know, you're pretty smacked right now. Let's not go over to the cops, right? Let's just avoid that just in case, you know, someone gets the wrong idea. That's all. Out we go. We walk away. She was, you know, looked like in a confrontation, the whole nine yards. Well, suspended without pay. So I'm an AG. Well, maybe not for long. We'll see. Jeremy Harrell coming up next with Live from America here on LFA TV. He is up for the next 3 hours. Folks, please do us a favor. Hit the like button and share all over the place with your friends on social media. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Check it out. The LFA TV store, lfatv.us. It's the I Don't Really Care Margaret shirt. We love this I Don't Really Care Margaret shirt right there on the LFA TV store. There's all sorts of good stuff there. LFATV.us, LFATV.us, or jeremyharrell.com/store. Check it out before Jeremy comes on. Let him know in the live chat that you ordered some super cool merch from the LFA TV store. Again, that's LFATV.us or jeremyharrell.com/store. I am off, Brennan and I, over to Michael Patrick Leahy. We will be on the Michael Patrick Leahy show. Be on there for the Tennessee bonus hour from 11 a.m. to 12 noon Central Time. Keep a lookout. We might be doing a fundraiser for James of Pirate Radio. Keep him in your prayers as he recovers from that stroke. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. We will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'll be on 1210 WPHT, 6 to 10, before coming on here tomorrow morning for another hour. So 5 straight hours tomorrow and Friday. Also, we have a great interview tomorrow with a really cool guest. You're going to love it. All right, that's the tease. Jeremy up next. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Bang, gavel, and thank you for your attention to this matter.